this is the time to congratulate Imam of our time. Imam Zamana Jalallah Ta'ala Farjum al-Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad alayhi. For the birthday of his great grandfather, our fifth Imam, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Brothers, he is our Imam to whom sent the message of the Salam, our last Prophet, Rasul Khuda sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, to whom he has given his name, to call him with the title Baqir ilm al-Nabi, the one who spread the knowledge of Rasul. No doubt, from our first to 12th, they all were doing the same job. But the political situation, time, difficulties, obstacles, these were the big problem for them. But our fifth Imam, he got the opportunity. He was the first one who got the opportunity before our sixth Imam to propagate pre-Islam in proper way. Our fifth Imam, in general, we are not calling him just Baqir, but his title is Sadiq also. Because generally we are calling him Baqir. But as I mentioned right now, he propagated true Islam and he taught the teaching of Allah in Quran and Rasul. So, most of the ahadith which are in our books are either narrated from our fifth Imam or our sixth Imam. There is a book called Hayatul Sadiqain, Life of Two Sadiq. If you remember, I mentioned before, in our language, either we are saying singular or plural, but in Arabic, singular and plural, but before that, between these two, there is a tasniya, dual plural. Because our plural is starting two or more, but Arabic plural is starting with three and more. And there are the different type of the plural in Arabic language. As I explained in the morning also in my translation of the dua where I explained, see, Arabic is a very rich language. Like as we know that Hassanain, our second and third Imam, Sittain, two grandson of our Prophet, Saqlain, two heavy books, two heavy things, Quran and Ahlul Bayt. Same way, Sadiqain, wherever you will find this hadith narrated from Sadiqain, that means fifth and sixth Imam. So we may say, As-Sadiq al-Awwal, he is our fifth Imam. As-Sadiq al-Thani and the second Sadiq, in that era, he was our sixth Imam. Our fifth Imam, not only he is teaching the tafsir of the Qur'an-e-Majid and teaching the Qur'an and narrating the hadith, but he opened the all chapters of the knowledge, all categories of the knowledge. Because if someone is in the impression that only the first one is Babu Madinatul Ilm, he is wrong. Because when our Rasul, he says, Ana Madinatul Ilm wa Aliun Babu, I am the city of the knowledge, and Ali is the gate of that city. Every Imam at his time, he is the gate of the knowledge. And our fifth Imam, he was the gate for the city of knowledge at his time. Look, Our fifth Imam, generally, whenever we are talking about the spread of Islam and the propagation of Islam, we are saying he got very good time. We are forgetting the beginning of him. Because about the Karbala, whenever we are talking about the Karbala, we remember our third Imam, we remember our fourth Imam, their contribution, Bibi Sakina, Bibi Zainab. But remember one thing always, what we are forgetting, it was the contribution of our fifth Imam. Because our fifth Imam, he was born on 1st Rajab 57 AH. So that means when our third Imam, he left Medina, that time our fifth Imam, he was just 3 years and 27 days. In Karbala, our fifth Imam, he was just 3 years and few months. Hunger, thirst, calamities, difficulties, imprisonment, all kind of the trouble were faced by him, but we are quiet. We never mention his such a great contribution. So do not be in the impression that his life is starting with the ease and comfort. It's starting with tragedies and tragic calamities. Now remember, when Quran is saying, Uzkuruni vaskurukum, remember us, remember me, I'll remember you. Fashkuruli wala takfurun, and be grateful to me, and do not be ungrateful to me. Remember, the remembrance of Allah is just not, you pray namaz, this is the remembrance of Allah. This is one aspect of the remembrance of Allah. This is the one dimension to remember the Allah. Aqim as-salat li dhikri, as Quran mentioned. But we must remember our Allah all the time. This is the remembrance of Allah and zikrullah. Remember here, hadith from our fifth Imam, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, alayhi salatu wassalam. Please recite salawat. Our fifth Imam at one event, he's saying, see, remember, when you are receiving ni'mah from Allah and favor from Allah. If you are blessed by Allah, you say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Of course, it causes to increase your ni'mah and blessing. But Imam said, see, whenever you are blessed by Allah, say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. How many times we are saying, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen? When our Imam and when our Masoom, they said, see, when you want to drink a water, when you start your food, you say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, before the food, maybe we remember. But when we are seeing our food, we are forgetting. He said, when you are blessed by Allah, you say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And when you are in the tragedy and trouble, you say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. If you are in the impression someone can take you out from the trouble and difficulty, it is difficult and it is impossible. You are wrong. The one who can keep you out from the trouble, he is only Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Remember when we had the problem of the risk? Of course, unemployment is increasing in the whole world. Not only here, not only in subcontinent, everywhere. Whether in the country of the Chaudhary also you can see. Unemployment is increasing over there also. But for the unemployment and for the problem of the risk, of course there are the du'as recommended from our masumeen. There are the surahs. Of course you can read Suratul Waqia, you can read Suratul An'am, you can pray Namaz-e Ghufaila, you can read Suratul Layl, you can read Suratul Dahr, you can read Suratul Muzzammil, you can read Suratul Muddassir. What remains? You read all Quran. Huh? Only 5 surahs I said. But of course each and every verse of the Quran, it is very effective for us. But remember, about the risk and the increment in the risk. If someone is in the problem and he's facing problem in the risk, so our fifth Imam, he said, you say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah for what? Whether it is suitable if someone is in the trouble, he say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh.
Astaghfirullah, we are in the impression that when we are giving any trouble to other one, we have to say Astaghfirullah. When we committed sin, we have to say Astaghfirullah. But Imam said, see, if you are in the trouble, if you have not good rest, you say Astaghfirullah, Rabbi Atubale. That means, if someone is facing problem in his race, so that means there is some sin which cause for it. Say Astaghfirullah, Rabbi wa Atubale. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he advised his people, say Astaghfirullah, Rabbi wa Atubale, because Allah is the one who is sending his blessing and mercy. Allah is the one who is providing food to you. Remember, our fifth Imam always he emphasized for the rizq-e halal. And whenever he emphasized for the rizq-e halal, there is a one hadith from our fifth Imam where he is saying, حَقُّ بَطْنِكْ أَنْ لَا تَجْعَلَهُ وِعَانْ لِلْحَرَامِ. حَقُّ بَطْنِكْ. There is a right for your stomach. We are saying right of the stomach to give anything whatever is present there. Eat whatever is available there. But Imam is saying, حَقُّ بَطْنِكَ أَنْ لَا تَجْعَلَهُ وِعَانْ لِلْحَرَامِ. The right of your stomach is provide and give the food which is halal. Remember, if someone is trying to get the rizq-e halal and he is serving for it and he is striving hard for it, Imam said, الْعِبَادَةَ تِسْعُونَ أَجْزَاءَ. For the ibadah, for the worship of Allah, there are the 90 parts. And the most of the ibadah is, and the maximum number and the percentage of ibadah is, if someone is working and someone is doing to get the rizq-e halal. Now here, Allah tajal batnuk. Do not make your stomach as a container or the utensil for the haram thing, where you are keeping the haram thing. Remember our fifth Imam, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, in one afternoon. In one afternoon, he came out from his house and it was the summer. Hot. As you know that whenever you are visiting the that part of the world, I mean Gulf countries, they are opening their shops in the morning. By the Zohar time it's open. For the Zohar time they are going for the prayer and thereafter they are having their meal. And after the meal, 1 hour, 2 hour, shops are closed. They are doing qailula. They are resting. Thereafter they are opening once again until Maghrib. And sometimes some of them after the Isha once again they are opening. But this is the working hour. But remember, it was the afternoon of the summer and Imam, he come out from his house and Imam, when he came, he was sad. One of the Sufi, he advised our Imam and he was in the impression that what Imam is doing, it is wrong. He's saying, Ya Muhammad. It was the name of our fifth Imam, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam. Salawat padega Baba Deblan. If in this position, when you are going to work in your field, when you are going to work in your land for farming, if Allah will send the death of angel, so what will you answer him? Imam said, this is the best death for me. Because I am going to get the rizq-e halal. He was quiet. Remember once our fifth Imam, he went to his land and where the people they were working, Imam seen there was a man, he was from Africa, he was black. People they are talking about the slavery system in the Islam and I explained before and remember the country where just 200 years before people, black they were the slave, they are attacking us. Country where there is still, there is no right for the black people, still there is a discrimination. They are saying Islam is a wrong. Islam is a wrong religion. Imam went, he seen there was a new man. Remember one thing. Imam given message to the boss, those who have the work or business. Remember, if anybody is new in your shop, in your business, you must recognize him. Who is he? You go and you talk with him. You must have the good akhlaq. Why good akhlaq? Because there are the few questions which were asked from our fifth imam, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, salawat padega baba zabulad. A person, when he asks from him, Mawla, who is perfect mu'min? If I will ask here, who is perfect mu'min? Everybody will raise his hand. I am. But the man, he asked from our fifth imam, Mawla, who is the perfect mu'min? Imam said, whose akhlaq is complete, he is the perfect mu'min. And whose akhlaq is complete, he is the perfect mu'min. And now another hadith from our imam. The other one, he asked from our imam, Mawla, what is the best thing in the akhlaq? Speaking politely, it is also akhlaq. Truthfulness, it is also akhlaq. Justice, it is also akhlaq. Helping needy people, it is also akhlaq. Respect of the parent, it is also akhlaq. Respect of the neighbor, it is also akhlaq. Assisting needy person, it is also akhlaq. So there are the different categories and different type of the akhlaq. But the one, when a person, he asked from our fifth imam, Mawla, what is the best thing in the akhlaq? Imam replied, there are the two things. As-sabr, patience. The best thing in the akhlaq, it is sabr. And it's very difficult job. It's not easy. And second thing, to forgive the people. And remember, only one can forgive the people who has the patience. If one has not patience, he cannot forgive the person. So that means the forgiveness and the patience, it has the relation. And Imam said, these are the two things which are the best things. Imam asked, okay, he's the new one and you appointed him first time. So whether you fake something for him, what you are going to pay him in the evening? The companion of our imam and the slave of our imam who was working for him, he was there and he replied, Mawla, these people, they are looking for the job. And when they are looking for the job, if we are giving them anything, they are accepting. Of course, it is also wrong. If sometime if you are giving something to him, which is less, which is not appropriate for him, and he is not saying anything, of course he is not saying anything. But it causes to hurt him. Allah is saying you. Nabi is saying you. Imam is saying you. Remember that time when in the time of our first Imam, Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. There was a person, he was not Muslim. There is no discrimination in Islam for any religion, for any person. Of course, we must stop these people, those who are trying to show them as a representative of the Islam, but actually they are propagating wrong Islam or Islam wrongly, in wrong manner. Just 2 years back when that person, he was talking about the Khilafah system and he was saying the best solution of today is, the solution of today's problem is Khilafah system. In that question answer session, in the Jawab Day, he's saying, see, what is your opinion about Muslim state where non-Muslim they are residing, non-Muslim they are living, non-Muslim they are staying. He has forgotten the time of Rasul, he has forgotten the time of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, he has forgotten those good time and golden time. Of course that golden time is going to knock. And it is knocking. These are the last and final time, remember, before the zuhur of our Imam. But he is wrong if he is in the impression that he is saying the Taliban, they are going to be Ansar of Imam. Those who are killing the Ansar of Imam. Those who are killing the Mujtahideen. Those who are killing the Ulama. Those who are demolishing the Masajid. They are. Absolutely they are not. Remember. He answered, if there is any Islamic government, non-Muslim, they are second class citizens. Astaghfirullah Rabbi Azawale. This is a big mistake he is doing. We are not agree with him. This is not Islam. This is not the teaching of Quran. This is not the teaching of Rasulullah. Rasulullah is visiting the one who was throwing the rubbish to him. One who put the stomach on him. The people, those who were trying to kill him. But Imam and our Rasul, he forgives. Now remember, when Imam seen there was a person and he is not Muslim and he is passing from the street and he is asking for the help. Please help me. Give me some amount of the money so I can buy food for me. That person was blind. And that blind man was not Muslim. He was not Mu'min. This is the Imam. My Imam is thinking about the each and every person. Whether that person is accepting his imamah or not. Imam called that person. Imam asked about his situation. Imam said, from today, every month you will get your wazifa from the public treasury, from the Baitul Mal. He was non-Muslim, but Imam is assisting. That system, Islamic system, now it is run in non-Islamic, non-Muslim countries. Then Imam said, see, when he was healthy, that time he worked for you, now today he is not healthy, and he is not in the position to work, but you have forgotten that person and his contribution. Remember, Imam is not forgetting the contribution of the non-Muslim. Imam is saying, the Islamic society is the society where you must remember, you must respect each and every person.